Hey, welcome back. The Hopeless Fan Podcast returns. It's Tuesday, November 26th. We're recording on Monday night ahead of the big game between the Ravens and the Rams. Scotty and Zach, we are back. First Monday show we've all done in a while. How we doing, guys?
Broke.
Uh-huh. Feel that, Zach?
Same. I dropped, two units on the Dayton, Georgia game.
Wow, I'm proud of you,
Maui
Zach.
Invitational.
Zach's dropping money so his team... He's hedging, emotionally hedging a November 25th basketball game. It's like, are you going to go broke all season betting against UV?
No. Just the games that are like against like those good...
Zach, it's a like, Monday
afternoon. Now, they would call Georgia like a powerhouse, but you know what I mean. Just like the big ones. Like the, probably VCU, I'll probably do. Rhode Island, I'll probably do. And then Davidson, I'll probably do. But other than that, I probably won't.
I love how we've turned Zach into this.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, it's great. It's
cause and effect.
And even more so, we are where are we headed?
We're headed to the Lawrenceburg Sportsbook after we record for the big 49ers.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Ravens, Rams game. Scotty's not.
Oh, I'll be there.
No, you won't. Sunday standouts, full slate of games yesterday. We had to sweat through the witching hour, a bunch of games. NFL screwed you again. Only two games in the 4 o'clock window. It was Titans, Jags, had the over, that hit. Patriots Cowboys had the under, that hit. But only two games, that sucked. Scotty, give me a winner from yesterday's games.
Yeah, I got the 49ers defense.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they just shut down the Packers. I had the under, which is good, but I also had the Packers money line on a free bet that didn't hit, so that sucks.
Yeah, it's like all the hype. I don't know why I bought into this hype with Aaron Rodgers. Like, oh, revenge game for not getting drafted by the 49ers. Like,
historically, he does play them well. But Matt LaFleur is just inept to letting Rodgers do his thing. Like, he just does, like, you know, he just wants to run it through, you know, his basic offense, like one read offense, is so it seems.
Yeah, they kept running, shotgun runs up the middle, like his handoff.
And one killed.
Yeah, it's like this is the best, probably the best defensive front in the league right now, and you're just gonna give it to Aaron Jones or Williams and hope for the best.
And now we know how much George Kittle means to that offense.
Yeah,
because they look completely different.
It's Travis Kelce 2.0.
Yeah, you can make that comparison.
He's killer.
But the 49ers look so inept against Seattle at times. And against Arizona, that too, Garoppolo, you questioned him, and then he comes out and lights up the Packers, who I guess we could call have a fraud defense. That was like the big storyline, like early in the season, how back this Packers defense was and hasn't really shown up. Anyone?
Bueller. and I think the other thing is you really see, like, without Bulaga, that offensive line is garbage.
All right, another loser. Let's go with Dan Quinn, because the Falcons were back for a few weeks.
Yeah.
You could say they were the hottest team in football. Some people said it. I said it.
I would say that Oakland, not only are they loser,
they are on my list.
They're a loser.
But they were also, and you love to see it, right, Scott? You love
no,
to see.
No, because they lose me money every week, one way or the other.
Oh. Well, that's
your
fault.
I never once picked the Raiders right.
Yeah.
Scotty, you have Thursday night against the Chargers.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
But other than that, I'm 0 for infinity on the Raiders.
The Raiders were hot for a good 12 seconds,
yeah.
Just like the Falcons. And I think we're going to see the same thing with the Jets here, too. Like, the Jets went 4-7.
Yeah, but then they got the Bengals and the Dolphins up next.
Well,
yeah.
Granted, the Raiders,
Jets?
Like,
I think they could. Yeah, they could go 6-7 into that Bills game. That's going to be...
Yeah, well, that the Raiders' hot streak was a lot better than, or a lot longer lasting than the Falcons.
Yeah. The Bills, though, man. What did I say a couple weeks ago? Now they're, 8-3?
Yeah, they suck.
Sure.
Yeah. What did I say,
they're
though?
They're not good.
They're not good.
I know, but I said they could end up, 10 and... Well, I was wrong. I said 11-6. But I could say they could end up 10-6, 11-5.
Yeah.
That's not a hot take to be like, yeah, this 6-3 team could go 10-6.
But the Bills, this Bills,
they have,
like,
they'd have
it's
a losing record.
You told, said at the beginning of the year, if you said at the beginning of the year, you said, okay, they're gonna go 10-6 or 11-5.
I'd be all in.
Really?
Because I would have looked at the schedule and be like, oh crap.
Okay.
Because they play in the AFC East and they play the NFC East. This is one of the worst divisions of football record.
Hey guys, I got a winner for you.
Yeah.
How about Kyle Shanahan's hat game? Because he wears the flat bill facing forward.
Yeah, he looks like a doofus. Flat out doofus. He's not hot enough, but he schemes like Cliff Kingsbury should scheme the way Kyle Shanahan looks.
His fashion game is hot, but not himself.
Shanahan, like, he goes to like Finish Line every Monday. He's like, damn right we won.
Right.
Now, can I get an eight
hat? He goes to Champs. Lids.
Now you kids and your technology and stuff. He goes to Foot Locker and gets a new pair of Adidas.
Kyle Shanahan's the type of dude to test out the shoes in every shoe place he goes to. But he has to run. He has to run in them. He gets that
weird like foot measure, side measure thing, you know, with the dials and everything. You know
he doesn't even need the help. He just kind of like, they just tell him to go ahead. They know him.
It's like that scene in Parks and Rec where Ron Swanson goes to the Home Depot and he walks in there. The guy was, project I could help you out with? He's like, I know more than you.
How about a loser is Jason Garrett because his GM finally put him under the bus?
His GM?
Yeah.
Oh.
And owner?
And owner, right, okay. Yeah, he's like, it's a direct reflection of coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they also played the Patriots in New England and only lost by 4.
Yeah, in the rain.
And Amari Cooper had 0 catches against the best corner in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't know. If I were a Cowboys fan, I wouldn't be too upset, but, I mean, you should be able to use
Zeke better. I would love to see that game in Dallas.
Yeah.
Would love to see
that game in Dallas. Yeah, me too. That should have been the Thanksgiving game.
You knew right from the jump that it couldn't be the Thanksgiving game because it was in New
England. Right, but, you know, it still should be one year.
In 4 years, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but you knew like 5 minutes into that game, it's still 0-0, but like everyone's dropping passes and stuff. You knew the Patriots are winning that game in Foxborough when it's like that. You know, and if you're Jason Garrett, hindsight 2020, did you guys watch that game?
I did.
Do you kick the field goal there? Did you like that call or do you go for it?
No, I like the call. I mean, you knew you were going to get the ball back. I mean, like...
Yeah, fourth and a lot of people are really... crapping on him for that.
Yeah.
No, I like the call.
You gotta take the points there, and then like, cause then if you take the field goal or if you go for a touchdown there, that means you have like zero faith in your team to get back down there. It's like,
yeah, that's true. But it's like, if you don't make it, hindsight swinging around, if you don't get it on 4th and 7, you have the Patriots backed up inside their 20, so you might get good field position when you do get the ball back instead of being pinned at your own 20.
I guess, but I don't know. If you get one stop, then a touchdown puts you ahead rather than, you know, ties it.
Right. But your touchdown drive has to be farther.
Yeah.
Either way, you could argue either, and that's what sucks for Jason Garrett. But, and that game was literally all coaching. It's like, where does New England win the game at? Not on offense, not really on defense, but like special teams.
And that's what we talked about on Thursday night, Friday show. Was the fact that, you know, the Cowboys have more, you know, star ability players or star players.
But we talked about that, and what did we say? We said, I'm not saying they might win the game. We were talking about that with the spread, and Garrett kicking that field goal was the reason they covered.
Yeah, and thank God I took the live bet instead of the actual bet. I took them at – when New England went down to minus 3.5, I'm like, oh, I'm taking that while I can. And it almost didn't hit, though, so –
Yeah, very true. Real quick, back to Kyle Shanahan. How long do you guys... So he was... How long do you think he was an offensive coordinator? So his last year was 2016 with the Falcons, OC. When do you think he started as an OC?
He was the Browns OC.
What year? Just throw a year out.
2013.
Was when he started as an OC? Yep. Zach?
No, I'm going to say 2011.
Oh, he stole mine. All okay, right. I'll have to go with 2012.
2008.
But... Wow.
Houston Texans OC in 08.
Really?
To 08 to 09, then the Redskins for 4 years with his from dad. 2010 to 2013. Yeah. From 2010 to 13, then the Browns, then the Falcons for 2.
Yep.
That's so that you'll never see that again. Because if you're an OC and have any type of success that Shanahan had, you're like, you automatically get a coaching job. How did he not get a coaching job between like, after he like made RG3 Rookie of the Year?
Well, I mean, he didn't have that much success with Donovan McNabb, or, I mean, it's not like he was like,
and like,
it's not like people were like praising Washington's offense, especially when RG3 came back the next year and they fluked.
No, but I'm saying like his stock had to be high when RG3 was like,
right,
the rookie of the year, and he took the league by storm, and he was an MVP candidate his first year.
Well, it's probably the same reason why Kellen Moore won't get any head coaching, you know, talk this offseason. The Cowboys' offense is one of the best in the NFL, at least rated that way. It's probably going to, you know, the average is going to go down after this past week, but
right,
it's just too young. I think that, you know, younger guys, you know, don't get the kind of hype until later on. They have to prove it for a couple years.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't surprise me he didn't get a job, but in, like, this day and age, I don't think it'll ever happen again where he has the success he did for 8 years and didn't get a head coaching job.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now it's like, and it, like, you look at the Bengals, they hired a quarterback's coach because the offense was good.
Right.
It's like Eric Bieniemy doesn't even call the plays in Kansas City, but he was going to be, like, a head coaching
candidate. That's stupid. Last year. And you want him as your head coach, actually, Shelby, so I don't know what, I mean, I just think that's a, I don't know why he should get consideration.
I did want him.
I know. Mike Kafka season.
Mike Kafka?
He'll be the new one. He'll be the new Kellen Moore.
I know.
Is that the same Kafka that played at Northwestern?
Yes.
Sure, Zach. Yeah.
Yes, okay. It is.
Another loser.
For your reference.
Let's see, the Lions. Is Matt Patricia on the hot seat now? Because that's a brutal one.
I don't know. I mean, you have to consider that Stafford is injured.
No, I'm upset.
Noted backup quarterback.
I'll put it in the bad beat section that we'll discuss later. But that's upset. I got one more winner.
Yeah,
and it's Vegas. They
They had a good bounce back, a good redemption week from last week before.
It's Vegas. It's Vegas because they put Seattle at +1 all week, and they these stupid bettors, you know, because casinos are Russian, and they're like, stupid bets.
Yeah, that didn't hurt them as much.
These stupid bettors are +1. They'll think that we're playing tricks on them, but in reality, everyone will think that we know something and we'll bet Philadelphia. Subsequently, we'll have Seattle win. These stupid American bettors.
Yeah,
they all sound
that's
like
the
that.
Worst Russian accent I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, so I didn't want to go. Probably, I didn't want to go 100% into it. I didn't, you know, because
so
I wasn't.
Sportsbooks probably lost a lot on Seattle winning outright. But just because Seattle opened at +2, and by Sunday morning they were -2, so it swung 4 points. Yeah. But they also cleaned up, and like Scotty said, cleaned up on the Redskins, on the Jets, on the Panthers, losing by only 3, the Buccaneers, you know. But it water finds its level.
I was about this close to betting the Panthers, and I know that's such a cliche, like, oh, I almost bet this one, but like for my own... Like, I don't care if anybody believes me. I know in my heart. I was like, Panthers, I think they're going to have a good week this week. All right,
speaking of Seattle, Philly, that's my four-year reference. Carson Wentz, the last two seasons, he's played 11 games against teams with winning records. What do you think his record is in those 11 games?
3-8?
No.
Ding, 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 Zach! Oh! Ding, 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 Zach!
I didn't get a chance.
Pop it down.
That deserves a nap.
Yeah, it's
the Miller Lite, baby.
Zach must have had a good week.
No, I got a raise. I got a raise a few weeks ago, and it's finally kicked in. So
now we drink Miller Lights.
I've graduated to Miller Lights.
Wow. Here. But yeah, do you think the Stock Eagles are? Race. You think the Eagles are wishing they had Foles? Everyone's asking it because the Seahawks said they knew what plays were coming.
No, because Nick Foles is not doing great either.
How is that Carson Wentz?
And I don't think
fault?
That offense is more high is any more high powered than the Eagles offense.
I think the Eagles just need a new offensive coordinator.
And they need receivers is what they need.
They need receivers.
But I mean Foles won the Super Bowl with those same receivers.
But no. Alshon Jeffrey's out, DeSean Jackson's out.
No Torrey Smith.
Shut up. Did Torrey Smith have a single catch in the Super Bowl?
2-time Super Bowl champ Torrey Smith. Put some respect on his name.
You guys do a live bet right now. Eagles, Patriots, box score. Did Torrey Smith have a catch or no?
He had 2 catches.
Are you sure?
I don't want to make this bet because I have no damn idea.
But it'd be funny if he actually did.
I don't. I'm going to say he did not.
He had 2 catches in the Super Bowl.
He had 5 catches for 49 yards. Mm.
Closest without going over.
Nelson
Tell them what they won, Bob!
Nelson Aguilar had 9 catches for 84 yards in that Super Bowl.
Wow.
Aguilar.
But yeah, it's, It's like, well, Nick Foles last year, you know, if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop a catch in the red zone, they might be playing in that NFC Championship game against the Rams. So,
yep.
It's tough to come back from if you're Wentz. Yeah. I guarantee this. And Jordan Matthews got waived today.
Yeah.
Long time Eagles receiver, four times running.
Well, he's like again. In and out of there. They've waived him.
Never remember if that's the Matthews that plays for the Eagles or for the Titans.
Jordan Matthews has been waived from Philly like, I don't know, like six times, like, and then gone to Buffalo and then
feels
back,
like
and
it.
Then, yeah, I don't know.
Scotty, you want to talk about your bad beats?
No.
All right, talk about it.
I don't. I mean, I genuinely.
I'll start
don't.
Though. Steelers minus 6.5. They won by 6. They kneeled down at the 5-yard line to end the game. That's all you need.
It was
one of those. It was just like the Patriots game. The Bengals needed to just stop the Steelers to get a first down, and the Steelers would have to kick a field goal to cover the spread. They couldn't. Benny Snell or whatever his name is goes down at the 5-yard line, taking
the Cats.
Devlin Hodges.
Wow.
Devlin Hodges. Scotty, talk about it. Talk it out.
It's all Lions,
hash
dude.
It out.
I doubled down, and I was like, dude, it's the Lions. I was like, Jeff Driscoll, I don't care. It's the Lions. I know Dwayne Haskins is bad. And he's still bad.
And he was awful. He
I had
stinks.
One, yeah. I had one.
He
I had,
stinks.
I had one parlay this past weekend.
Here we go.
Dolphins plus 11. Eagles plus 2.5. Rams plus 3.5. So
TBD.
Yeah, TBD.
Oh, no. I really wish I didn't take the Rams tonight now.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
I've got Rams money line tonight. So, you know, like you said, Mags is my way into it.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to, like, is there ever a regret of yours when, like, your team does win, it, but you lose the money?
Right. No, because my team won.
Yeah, but
I know,
like,
I'm buying
if you
the
double
win.
Down on your own team, and then it's just like, you're like, so, you,
yeah.
Like, you won
if
money
you bet
and
like
your
a fan.
Team is up.
Oh, then I'm double sad.
But you could be double happy.
Yeah, I take
yeah,
that risk every
but,
time. Because then,
yeah,
cause
well,
then
that's
you're like,
why,
cause then you don't,
that's why you have no money left in your
then you don't know, like, what to think.
Yeah. I would rather be sad and win money or be happy and lose money.
I guess, but just imagine,
you know you're going to get something
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, but just imagine the thrill of being double happy.
Yeah, that's true, but that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I guess.
At least with this one, you're going to get something, some dopamine rush.
Another bad beat anywhere, really. There wasn't. Steelers minus 6.5 killed me. The Broncos in a teaser plus 11 killed me.
Whoops.
Chris Harris burnt toast. Washed.
He is kind of washed.
He is so washed. Packers, I had him plus 9, plus 10, and 2 teasers. Both of them obviously didn't hit. They lost by 4.
Scotty, are you sad or are you happy for Emmanuel Sanders?
Oh, I'm happy for him. I don't care. Good for
That's
him.
Good.
I hope he wins a ring.
I think the Packers should have made it. The Packers should have made a play for him during at the trade deadline.
He's good, dude. He's at least
yeah.
a top 20 receiver.
Right. If you have Devontae Adams and Emmanuel Sanders for Aaron Rodgers, I think they win the game last night.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the Packers
yeah,
are a wide receiver away from being like a top 5 team.
They were their offensive line was outmatched in that game. They couldn't run the ball. They were one-dimensional. Rodgers fumbled on like the second play.
Yeah.
At the 5.
And then I was just like, oh, wow, I took the Packers money line. Okay, another bad beat. Man, dude, I don't know.
Did you start Rodgers?
Yeah.
This week?
Yeah, of course I did. But I still
you doubled down money line Packers and I started Rodgers. Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, but I mean I'm up so much that starting Rodgers didn't happen. Yeah, I have a bad beat and I took a live bet, Jags plus 6 in the first quarter.
Oh gosh. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Alright, so I had the like that was probably my highlight of yesterday is I had over 41 in that game, and at halftime it was 7-3. And then I had to do work on my computer, so I only had the Patriots game up, and the Titans scored like 4 touchdowns in 5 minutes.
Whoops.
To hit the over. It was amazing. But then
yeah, dude, I had them plus 6, so I had the game tabbed on my phone. You know how you can like pin scores, and I looked. I was just like, okay, really quick score. And then the next time I looked, it was like 21-3, 28-3, 35-3. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, dude, it literally escalated so quickly. Okay. Stand of the week or how'd you get screwed in fantasy?
Let's start with how'd you get
screwed in fantasy?
Okay, actually.
Stand of the week.
Yeah.
Alright, no, we'll go fantasy. We'll go fantasy.
Let's do fantasy.
I didn't like so Scott and I have talked about it at length about how like betting has just thrown off our fantasy games because we're second to last and last place, respectively, in this league. And
both
we don't
with
really
wins
care.
This week, baby. Except maybe not yet.
Maybe.
We'll see.
So I write down all my fantasy matchups on a piece of paper before the game, so I don't like to check the app. And I glanced at it for a moment and the paper, and I saw Jameis Winston put up big numbers, and then I saw Tannehill in that game, 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. First Titan to do that, quarterback since Steve McNair in 2001, also against the Jaguars, for your reference.
Ooh.
Yeah, out of nowhere. So I was like, I don't know if I'll even win, if I even have a chance. And then the Packers scored their only touchdown, and they went for 2, and I had Mason Crosby, and Zach's like, oh, take away points from Shelby. And I'm like, wait, am I even in it? And yeah, it turns out I'm 3 points down. 3.2 points down, so I could have used a few points from Crosby there. So now it's my Ravens defense against Zach's Robert Woods tonight.
Yep. I traded Gardner Minshew for Robert Woods straight up earlier in the year, if you guys remember.
Brilliant.
Hey, Shelby.
Savvy play. Yes, sir.
You said Robert Woods for Minshew is who you traded for?
Yeah, I remember I did it at the – that was the – can I get forward progress on that game?
Oh, okay, because you had – okay. Yep.
Hey, Shelby.
Nathan really needed a quarterback.
Yes,
so,
Scotty.
So, here's the deal on our fantasy league. If you don't beat Zach, the playoffs are set.
Oh. Yeah.
Are they?
Yep, because Jason has too many points that even if he loses both games, he's going to be ahead of anyone else who has 5 wins.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if I win, I'm in the playoffs?
Yep. No, actually, no. Oh. Yes.
Yes. You'll have to look at the numbers on that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's about.
Because Zach, you'll have 6.
Next week or last week before the playoffs?
No, yeah. Jeremiah can still get in, Zach, if you win and he wins.
How about comeback player of the year?
Yeah, I know
Jeremiah. But Scotty, thank you for showing how overrated Mags' 8-3 team is.
You're welcome, because I really think that he's about to get creamed in the playoffs.
Because he had the best play, which was I literally was about to pick up James Washington to play him against the Bengals, and
if it wasn't for that long touchdown, it would be nothing.
He's not gonna win.
Who?
Jeremiah.
All right, let's keep going.
Sorry,
no,
I know, yeah.
But that's how'd you get screwed in fantasy. That's on me. I had the kicker that doesn't even get to kick except for kickoffs. Didn't even have an attempt.
Dude, you know how I got screwed in fantasy is. You know how lovely it is when you're in a fantasy matchup and your opponent's projected totals is lower than what you already have scored on your team?
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful moment. And that's where I was yesterday before Derrick Henry just went off.
Derrick Henry against Jacksonville in Tennessee last 2 years. By God.
He just went off, and so then who I needed after that was George Kittle down 7. I sent this in the DMs last night. I was like, do I start Dwelly instead? Thinking that Kittle would only be in there as a decoy, and thank God.
I was all aboard that, Scotty. I was like, that could absolutely happen if Kittle's not 100%.
Because it happened with I don't know if Tyreek Hill is an example, but he's been kind of banged up here and there, and then he went into the Chargers game Monday night, and then just kind of he
crushed.
Tweaked something and just stayed out the entire game.
Yeah, and did Dwelly didn't even have a catch.
Right, that would have been the worst move of the century had I benched the best tight end in football for.
You said it correctly when you're I'd rather die with Kittle than.
Right.
You know, risk,
right.
Yeah.
Survive with Dwelly.
Right.
Shelby,
who's
your stand of the week?
Yes. Stand of the week, and we haven't touched on this because we haven't done Mondays for a while, but it's Disney Plus login shares.
Yes.
Because I never thought that the day would come where I'm like, Zach, can I get that Disney Plus login? Because I want to watch Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
I want to watch Smart House.
Never. I did watch Smart House. Smart House. I never thought that sentence would come out of my mouth. I'm like, if I don't watch Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off today,
if I don't watch
terrible.
Cadet Kelly, I'm going to kill
myself. That's but I'm literally so glad that I didn't, because I was going to buy it until Zach offered it up. And now I'm
like what? Like 4 screens? I have you and my brother and me. Like, there's no
Zach,
one else.
I could
gonna
be. Zach, I could be the 4th, and yet I had to buy my.
I mean.
But now, I don't. There's nothing on there that I still want to watch. There's nothing on there. I watched, the game plan. with The Rock, the football movie. Yeah.
I'm allergic to
yeah. Like,
Morris Chestnut, the greatest wide receiver ever.
Have you guys seen The Rookie?
Stupid is a mean word.
I've never seen it. I want to see it.
Oh, The Rookie's good. I want to watch Invincible again.
Yeah.
I need to watch Invincible, Cadet Kelly, and I love
Remember Smart. The Titans.
I've seen that. That's on TBS like every other day.
Yeah, that's true.
Secretariat's
a good one.
I watched Double Team, which is a misleading title.
Yeah. The twin chicks that play basketball.
I remember that. In Luck of the Irish.
Misleading title? Is that what you said?
Yeah, for Double Team.
You're my stand of the week.
It's like two white chicks in basketball jerseys. It's called Double Team. It's like, watch yourself.
It was like, this might be worse than the one about that chick who's like 7 feet tall who plays basketball on
Netflix.
When
I googled a link for that movie before Disney Plus, I did not get the basketball. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Two white chicks in a movie called Double Team. I wonder how this is going to go.
All right. Is that your state of the week, Scotty? Me? After you've been mean to me?
No.
Oh, okay. Who's your
family? Yeah.
Can I have two? Shelby? I have two. I don't care if I can't. I have it on my
As much as you want.
Christmas is one of mine.
Christmas is a big who's back.
Because it's that time of the year. The Christmas tree in my apartment is up. The girlfriend put up the stockings. We went on a Target raid. The whole
girlfriends.
We already had to go to Target where they sold out of the tree, so you had to buy the higher priced one. Obviously, it happens every year. You know how the Target game goes.
And I don't. I've had the same tree for like 6 years.
Oh yeah, well, I haven't, Zach.
Just let Scotty get into the feeling. You know?
Just let me be happy, dude.
Because Thursday,
dude, you should be married by
like
now.
Thursday night on Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, it's gonna be dark at like 4 o'clock. You're gonna have already eaten dinner because you eat dinner for lunch on Thanksgiving at like 2. And you're going to sit down and watch, like, Bills Cowboys. You're going to bet the wrong side of it. And then on your way home, you're going to hear, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're going to be like, all right, it's back.
Yeah, dude. That's my favorite. You guys, every single night for the last week, I think my girlfriend and I have watched a Christmas movie. This time of the year is such a stand of the week.
Yeah,
have you guys ever seen Dan in real life?
Yes.
Oh, he's got his head on a piece of or
the
on
pancakes. Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
That is
no.
That's Thanksgiving movie.
Really? Is it good?
101.
It's so good.
Is it on? It's on some streaming.
It's Disney Plus.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. It's
watch so good.
Watch it Thanksgiving.
We should
night
watch it when we get back
tradition.
From the sports book.
We'll do it.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
I just watched it.
I might just mess around and sleep here.
Hey, look at us.
Hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Guys, can you guys just buy one sleeping bag and watch Dan in real life?
I got a whole ass futon just waiting for Zach.
We might just roll, we might just gordita ourselves up in this futon.
It's like, Zach, cuddle me until the dark thoughts go away.
Classic Dane Cook in this movie, let me tell you.
Shelby
dude, who
in
needs
real life.
Rams? Honestly, who needs Rams Ravens? You got Dan in real life, Disney Plus, a futon, and a gordita crunch metaphor. Yeah. That's all you really need in life. All
right, here's a hashtag Twitter trend. It's the
no.
I'm going to tell my kids this is. Oh, wait, you have a stand of the week.
One more.
Go ahead.
One more.
Sorry.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Because I hate him, but it's hilarious that he's taking selfies with a fan after he passed for like 87 yards like in the whole game.
A win is a win.
Keenum has to kneel down. Did you see that? Did you know the Redskins had to send out Keenum?
Yeah, he didn't take the last snap.
Because he was taking selfies with a fan.
Another big who's back, Case Keenum. He gets the win.
That's my stand of the week is Case Keenum.
Case Keenum in victory formation. Literally, who would have thought?
not me.
A Redskins or Redskins and or another team, their wide receivers haven't caught a touchdown since week 6. Who's the other team?
Redskins and the Eagles.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Because
I saw that tweet.
Because they're Terry McLaughlin, is that his name?
McLaurin.
Had a wide open touchdown. Haskins missed him by 40 yards.
Oh, yeah, I know.
From the 10-yard line. Terrible throw.
That was bad.
Which it's like you've been thrown to this guy for a year and a half.
I know,
like,
right? You would think that he would have that chemistry down at least like a little bit.
Yep. All right, Twitter trend. Got a couple. I'm going to tell my kids this is. Can you think of any NFL ones that are good? It's like, oh, Stevie Wonder. I'm gonna tell my kids this is Jameis Winston because he's blind.
I've seen.
Listen, some what I had earlier it was Andy Dalton. He's back. All right. I'm gonna tell my kids this was Boomer Esiason.
How's that funny?
I don't know. I just thought.
I saw like, I just created this on the spot, but I would post a picture of like an engagement ring. And then be like, I'm going to tell my Chargers fan's son or kids that this is what a real ring looks is supposed to look like. Because they'll never experience a real ring.
A Nuva ring is probably what it should have been for him.
That's good. I'm sad. I'm sad I didn't think of that, actually.
That's good. Yeah, another Twitter trend.
Would that be good for you?
Who is the AMA's artist of the decade this year?
Artist of the decade?
Drake. If you had to pick.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, did you watch the AMAs?
No, God, no. But someone did get named it. Who do you think it was? Zach was...
I would say it's Drake.
Hardcore peeping Beyonce? On the paper. Beyonce, Drake. It was Taylor Swift.
What?
Boo.
That's white that privilege at its peak.
Zach,
coming with fire. Too rich for my blood.
I don't know
who else would be, like, Kenny Chesney. He's still around doing stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't like transcend. I think that's why Taylor Swift gets, because she transcends the genres. Like, she went from like country and now pop, and she just kind of.
So did
like,
so
Beyonce
did,
always
so did Miley
was
Cyrus.
That I yeah I guess so, but like nobody listens to Miley Cyrus the way they listen to Taylor Swift.
Not anymore, but Miley Cyrus is up there until she kind of stopped. Taylor Swift just kind of like had her ghostwriters pump out shit.
I know,
but
right?
Drake said it in a song. He's got more hits than the Beatles, and he does.
Oh yeah, but I mean, his ghostwriters pumped it out too. So
sure, yeah, that's true. I mean, I just think Drake, you know, has a lot of hits. I mean, whether I'm a fan or not, I just would think that would be the pick.
Yeah, I would have much rather have seen Drake because I think he's just more talented than Taylor Swift. But
next on my list, Frozen 2 was the highest grossing weekend for an animated film ever. $127 million domestically, $350 million worldwide. Can you guys name the top five grossing animated movies of all time?
I want to say Shrek.
One of the Toy Stories.
Which one?
It wasn't four.
Yep, it was.
It was four?
It was number five.
I haven't even seen four.
People are going
to the
movies
now, I guess.
Yeah, apparently. Inside Out?
No.
Fuck.
Is Shrek one of them or no?
No.
Any
no.
Shrek?
I'll tell you this. The top five.
They're all Disney movies.
Zach got number five.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Zach got number five. All of them are at least 2013 or older. Younger.
Are you? Okay.
That's 2013.
Crazy. 2013. Okay. So it would. Yeah, that makes sense because the ticket prices have gone up astronomically. And with these lists, they don't account for inflation. So.
Okay.
So it makes sense that
right
that it would
so
be
start
newer
guessing.
Movies. Yeah, okay. Well, Jesus, trying to give us some context here. Why don't you go ahead, Scotty? Throw it a
the
guess.
The Grinch.
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't know.
Garbage.
Is it any kind of animation? So like
any
Spider-Man.
Kind of animation.
Oh yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
No.
Wow.
Incredibles 2.
Yes, number
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
Zach,
wow,
if I see your eyes glance at my paper again.
You think I can read that from here? Three Miller lights deep?
I don't care.
How about, like, Finding Dory?
No, but that was, like, number seven.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
That's a great guess.
Hey, you guys want the years of the three films?
No.
Zach, so,
what? No!
Be disaster.
I'm going to look this way.
That ass needs beaten.
Lego Batman.
No.
No, stop it. You're wasting guesses.
Here are the 3 years from the other three movies. And it's in no order. 2013, 2015, 2019.
Frozen 1
yes,
is going to be one
number
of them.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You said 2019 was
one
of them?
So there's 2019 and 2015 still on the board.
Okay.
I'm not telling you where they rank.
No, it's fine.
So you guys have 2, 3, and 5 right
it was
now.
It's this year, and I'm kicking myself.
Oh, it is 2019 right now, Zach? Thanks.
Nice.
He's trying to fluster me by being a smartass. It's not going to work.
It's better than being a dumbass, which you're doing.
And
right
it's
now.
Not.
I guess
so
more of these
year,
than
not
he
Frozen
has.
2 or,
eat my ass,
or Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4 is on the list. You got Toy Story 4 and Frozen.
Mm-hmm. How to Train Your Dragon.
And you have Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Scotty's up 2-1.
Mm.
Virginia Tech won outright.
We play Virginia Tech? Woo! Excited.
Did I guess it right?
No, you need two more.
Is The Lion King an animated film?
Mm-mm.
And that's number one.
Really?
The Lion King from this
year. They count
year.
That as
I
animated?
Knew you would count that. That's live action, dude.
It is and it isn't.
I looked it up.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't just come
it
up
counts,
with this.
It counts, like, if it gets nominated for an Oscar, it counts as an animated film.
Exactly.
In that category.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess I'm mad I didn't guess Lion King earlier then.
So then the other one would have to be the other animated, the Jungle Book?
No.
Damn.
In 2013?
2015. Scotty's already won the category. He's up 3-1. Scotty's the movie guy in this podcast.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Zach, I've always known movies way better than you.
We're gonna
the
have
Peanuts
a...
movie.
No.
You Damn. Automatically disqualify yourself by saying that.
We're gonna have a movie off the next podcast. I'm gonna come up with some movie
oh.
trivia. I love when Zach and Scotty go crossfire and I'm
oh.
just sitting there with popcorn.
Oh man. I don't think we're gonna get this last one.
You guys wanna know what it is?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what it
no.
starts with?
Yes.
Yes.
M.
M. Great is, oh, is it? Oh, Minions.
Minions! Look, it's
Which
Scotty.
One? Minions what?
Minions.
Which one? Oh, just Minions. Okay.
Minions.
Okay.
Scotty with the dominating 4-1. Beating
Sorry,
Zach.
Sorry, Zach. I just know movies, dude.
I guess you know kids' movies. That's true.
Scotty's not. Speaking of the Christmas season, is there anything you want to give a certain NFL team in Week 13?
A time machine.
I would give the Bills a time machine so they knew it was going to be
yeah.
good last
Scotty,
year.
Scotty is to time machines as I am to numbers on Monday morning headlines.
I would give myself a time machine to go back and just like
not, take
not bet.
I would give Ow. Myself a time machine to go back in time so I would stop saying. I would give myself a time machine to go back in time.
I would give the Bengals a break, like new brake pads.
Give me a break.
To like come on the brakes. Don't put Andy Dalton back because the tank's still on. And I'm afraid Dalton's going to win like two games down the stretch and the Redskins are going to get the number
one
pick.
Just play him in the third and fourth quarter.
It's Dalton season, dude. That's your like favorite player of all time.
So. It is. He needs one more touchdown to be the franchise leader, so I'm ready for that, but I'm just worried.
Just get him, yeah. Just get him the one touchdown and take him out.
That's what I would love that.
Yeah.
But I'm worried he beats the Dolphins and the Jets or the, you know, the...
Well, that's, Washington has what, two wins? Three wins?
Yes, but they have two wins.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is one of their wins is against the AFC.
Mm.
So one's out of conference. If the Bengals win two games, they'd both be in conference. So they would
drop to four.
I would pick. Give the Broncos a time machine to get either John
The Dolphins
Noe
have
or
only
Peyton
have two
Manning
wins
back.
As well, right?
The Dolphins have two wins as well. So it's a whole mess.
Just win this next game.
That's what I
just
want
have,
one
yeah.
win. I want
Andy Dalton
in,
go
in a
off.
Perfect world. It's beating the Browns Week 17 to knock them out of the playoffs and finish 1-15. Perfect world.
Who else do I give a time machine to?
The Raiders, so they don't spend all night out on Saturday in Manhattan partying.
Yes.
Time machine to. Arthur Blank, so he fires Dan Quinn before these last two wins.
Time machine to
Sly, the kicker for the Panthers, who missed that chip shot that would have won him the game. Time machine to you, so you don't pick Detroit and the Giants in the snake draft, and you're not three games in last place to get yourself
swirly.
A swirly.
Time machine to
Scotty,
Dallas, so they fire Jason Garrett
Scotty
6 years ago.
With the all-time Scotty moves, like, oh, I gotta give myself a swirly. I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah, dude, I'm pulling Seth Rogen from This Is the End. Here's the thing, like, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
like, yeah,
you're gonna
like,
do it. I will
no,
track
like,
you down.
Like,
I will go Liam Neeson taken on you. I will find you and I will swirly you.
No, I'm,
if Zach
I'm not
pulled that,
doing...
you'd have a bitch fit. Scott.
Oh my god, yeah, you would pull a total mags. You'd be bitching till
Here's
the
ends
thing.
Of
the earth.
I don't care. I just I
that's
don't
fine.
Care.
You know what?
You don't
credit
have to care.
Scott, credit to Scotty here because he's doubling down on it. He's like, I just told
you don't have. You don't have to care.
You don't have to care. Like, I still care, like, and I will find you
if you did that. Guys, I have a system.
Stephen A. Smith, like, you know what? We don't care. We don't care.
This is very Guys, bad.
I need to make a thing to you because it hurts me, and I can't. It's not Thursday, so I can't make it up like sooner.
Right.
And here's the thing: everyone had bad weeks this week with, you know, Boardwalk and Zach the snake
draft. I did not have a bad week.
Zach went 4-0.
Yeah.
Boardwalk, we all went 2-4, so put some but Zach's not in that. Zach, your lock of the week?
It's Bengals. Money. Winner.
No, no, no.
Last week. Okay. Oh, I ruined it, yeah, didn't I?
What was your what was your lock of the week last week?
My lock of the week last week was
Sally
sold 7 seashells by the seashore.
Oh, sex lock of the week. Was Miami plus 10.5.
Yeah.
Big
yeah,
L. Did not Whoops. 5-7 on your fat ass.
Hey, I'm going to go 6-7. I'm going to give it a sneak peek. Fucking, I've already blown it. Bengals, money line. Andy Dalton, BYKE, bike.
Ooh. I like that pick. I'm going to actually not, I'm not, the first time all year, I'm not going to bet against the Bengals. I'm going to have a full on fucking,
yeah.
Hooday.
Money part. Line, yeah, money line bet.
I'm not going to do that. But
Jets are winning that game.
Jets will easily, probably
but fuck the Jets.
I mean, the Jets are going to win that easily. And Zach is just, I'm so glad that I can use Zach's lock of the week to double up my money now.
So are you going to take Cincy over the Jets in snake draft?
Oh, for sure. Oh, I am triple, double, triple. Get God. Down. Like, I'm going to money line it on my bookie. I'm going to, we don't say where we bet. Cut that out. We're going to, I'm a money
just
line
it. Place it today. When we go to the sports book. You'll have a physical ticket.
Woo!
Physical ticket.
Yeah.
20 to win 40 something.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Units there. Units to win 40 units.
I love it. I'm going to get it in the, I'm going to get it in the snake draft. I'm going to get it in my
lock of the week of the century.
I'm hurt that I let myself get down and I lose authority and I lose credibility and it hurts me. To feel that way. So I'm not,
great.
There's no
so
more messing
segment,
around. I'm taking this as serious as possible.
You better start taking it serious as possible because you're going to be down 30 in the boardwalk. And
no, it's already serious. I'm not just going to start. I'm going to come on Thursday with the books of research.
Oh.
And the, like, not even, I'm not going to tell you a lot of why I am picking what I'm picking, but I will tell you enough. But there's going to be a lot of backup to why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I love that, Scotty. First time you've come prepared.
And I'm telling you, and I'm telling you guys.
Oh, no.
I might not lose another lock of the week.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I might not lose another lock of the week.
Okay.
You might as well make that segment for Zach mine for the rest of the year. Because I will not lose another lock of the week.
We have a problem, guys.
What's that?
Trace McSorley is out
That's
for
tough.
The game tonight. No, the most notable one is Michael Pierce is out, so look for Todd Gurley to run all over Ravens defense.
We didn't talk about Monday Night Football talk.
Oh, you want to do your props? What you have for your props? Scott's a prop guy now. What's your prop?
Ooh, do you want to tease our
I don't know. I don't
our
like
demo?
How you said that. Like, I thought you should be excited about that.
Do you
want
to tease the demo? For our new Boardwalk song?
Yeah, if you want
to. You
want to
tease the demo?
I didn't know that was a for sure. Okay.
I mean, both you guys said that you liked
my
idea.
I say we roll with it, Shelby.
All right.
Okay.
And if it sucks, we'll just get someone else
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just kidding, Zach.
We put it out there.
Yeah, hit us with it.
See what the three listeners have to say.
Whoa. All right. Don't just tell our stats
like
that.
Let's play them both at the same time.
This is too many. All right,
go.
All right, ready.
Why the hell would you guys do it?
I don't know.
Shelby,
you can
sing
along.
See,
yeah, sing along with it.
I don't know where I would start. Okay, go.
Yeah, you can just kind of throw it. This is a demo. Like
okay,
I said, it's a
yeah.
demo. Ready?
Scotty and Shelby and they're taking a stroll. Here comes Nathan and they're ready to roll on the boardwalk. Yeah, we're talking spreads on the boardwalk.
Ooh!
What's the betting trends? You like the over, man, I love the under. We're bringing some thunder on the boardwalk. Hey, yeah, that kind of plays.
It kind of plays, right?
All
right.
Yeah. Scotty, what's your props for tonight?
I'm so glad you asked, Shelby. And I love that the boardwalk plays because now I feel like some redemption is on board.
All right, what is it?
I like the Rams plus three.
Rams plus three.
I like that the Rams. I like the Rams plus three. I like Todd Gurley total rushing and receiving yards to go under 83.5.
Love that.
I like Willie Snead to catch more than 19 reception yards.
Oh, I was about to say 19 receptions. I was like, what?
Oh, you reception said over 19.
Yep.
Okay.
Needs 20 yards receiving.
Okay.
And Jared Goff to go over 22.5 completions.
Okay, we'll see. Did you bet all these?
Yes.
All right, we'll see how they fare.
Now, this isn't a part of my newfound glory that I just...
Right, it's not a boardwalk thing. You're just sharing it.
I'm just sharing it. This is just a fun thing I'm doing on the side.
Last segment.
Where it matters is what my picks will be on Thursday night.
True. That's where the money, that's where the bread's buttered. We got killed in that boardwalk. Every one of us, each of us went 2-4. And no one had a lock that hit. Everyone's locked.
Yikes.
Down the drain. All right. Last segment alert. We're going to rip Zach's rankings of the top five Super Bowl performances of the last decade.
He's having so much fun that I forgot we were even doing this.
This is the last segment. Scotty?
Me too.
Scotty, we gotta rip these. So, yeah, Zach, what are they?
The last 10 years.
Start
okay.
with number five, please. And yes, give sir. Us the Super Bowl number and the teams that played so all we right. have a better understanding.
Super Bowl, Scotty, this one's going to feel pretty good to you. Super Bowl 50.
Oh.
Panthers-Broncos. Coldplay. Special guest Beyonce, Bruno Mars.
That's number five.
Yeah.
All right.
Best performances. Wait.
From the last 10 years.
But is it one? Is it one team or one player? Or?
No. Super Bowl halftime
shows.
Oh God. Okay.
Idiot. All right. Number four, Justin Timberlake, Eagles, Pats. That's Super Bowl 52.
Okay.
Then we got Maroon 5. Special guest Travis Scott. Super Bowl 53, yep. Pats Rams. Love me some Travis Scott. Love me some Adam Levine.
I'm at a payphone trying to call Adam Levine. All right, number two.
Just like animal. All right, next we got Lady Gaga, Pats Falcons. That was Super Bowl 51.
Oh my God, did she fall?
When she jumped to her death with the drones. And then number one, the Who, Super Bowl 44, Saints-Colts, Superdome.
Yeah, thanks for, I guess that is in the last 10 years, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hand up,
that's
hand
on,
up
me.
On me.
2009.
I love this tonight. The Ravens and Rams are wearing Color Rush jerseys.
Yeah, no
okay,
shit.
Keep going, sorry.
All right, no, that's it. He did his all right, five. Zach. I think Maroon 5... should be higher.
Out of the list.
Was what?
Should be out of the list.
Whoa!
I think it should be lower on the list to like five because they had the SpongeBob reference in it.
Hmm.
And I love.
And then didn't even.
I know that's why it's not higher.
I'm gonna say this right now. My six was Katy Perry just because of Left Shark.
Yeah. That's what I'm surprised didn't make the cut because that Left Shark was.
That's crazy. No, to me it's like Katy Perry. Did the Super Bowl? Like, she's so irrelevant.
I don't know, man.
I didn't even remember that.
The debut of Dark Horse there.
And she rode in on a tiger, which is like the left, right?
Yeah.
The only time a Bengal will get in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a cry about it.
It's a lot of football left.
Eternity. Yeah. Eternity. Yeah. There's the most football you could have left is left.
Right. But the black
Shelby, I've never won a bet when I said there's a lot of football.
Absolutely. Never. Not a single time. Not a single time.
It's kind of like asking for forward progress.
Black Eyed Peas was Super Bowl 45.
Black Eyed Peas, no, never. Never
Weren't
Black
they
Eyed
good?
Peas.
Weren't they good?
No. Never okay. Black Eyed Peas ever.
I'm glad you kept this one off the list because I remember it sucking. Was the 2011 Super Bowl when it was Madonna, LMFAO.
Yeah, that one.
Cirque du Soleil, Nicki
and then
Minaj.
Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers when Red Hot Chili Peppers weren't actually plugged into anything with their instruments. Yeah. No. I love Justin Timberlake, the kid. Do you remember that meme with the little kid?
All right. Leaving Beyonce is going to stir some people.
JT is the
best. What happened with the Coldplay
one?
Beyonce, Destiny's Child reunion.
Yeah.
When they came back and then the lights went on and everyone's like, oh, Beyonce killed it so much that the lights went out. Oh, yeah.
I just left that one off because I felt you guys would have been like,
oh, it's biased, it's the Ravens Super Bowl. Lenny Kravitz with Missy
Beyonce
Elliott
is
with
queen,
Katy Perry, too.
You gotta put Beyonce in there.
Yeah, I did put Beyonce in there.
Yeah, but she was
Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, but she was a
That's what she did. Ladies run the world.
Who run the world?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that I'm feeling?
Yeah.
Maybe.
At my work, so my work uses Slack, and if you guys aren't familiar with Slack, if you've ever used like GroupMe
mm-hmm.
in college,
yeah.
Or like
yeah, I know Slack,
like a message,
Teams
like,
is
it's
better.
Like a bit, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
I like
anyway,
GroupMe.
So I changed my profile picture day one to Beyonce,
okay,
thinking like oh they would get a laugh, and no one has said a thing about it, and now it's just kind of weird.
You guys
that
know
I have
what
it.
My
yeah, you got to change that.
Do you guys
you
know
gotta
what
pretend it never happened?
Do you guys know what my
no? But that's the thing, I can't now because then it's like oh he it was Beyonce. Now, then I'm just like a crazed Beyonce.
Do you guys
fan.
Know what my
like,
fantasy my our Yahoo fantasy profile picture is? Don't look at
it's
it. Don't
me
look
with
at
a
it.
White claw.
No. Well, yes, I guess that's true, but like my Yahoo, I don't know how to change this. Like my Yahoo profile
oh, yeah, my
picture is.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a picture from Steve McNair's funeral.
Oh my God.
Because it was 2000, I don't remember what years, like 11 or 12, when my fantasy team name was Steve McNair Shotgun Offense.
Yeah. That's.
Oh no.
Mine is a Photoshop picture of.
Artie Lang.
Of. Well, no, I also have my
oh, yeah.
my profile is
yeah.
me on the shoulders of the 85 Bears when they won the Super Bowl. Like, I'm Rob Ryan because
yeah.
Mike Ditka was also
yeah.
up there, and my team name was Get Off My Ditka.
Yeah, so I don't know how to change that picture. This is also
same here.
This is also the same
mine
email
is,
account I use
mine
with
is...
work. So it's just some random profile picture of an African-American funeral. It's all... black people in there. So when I send emails, people see that profile picture, they're like, what?
It's good.
Zach, you just need a new email at this point.
Burn it all down to the ground. I need to join the 21st century and get a Gmail.
Yeah.
My Yahoo picture is Shelby in a Steelers blanket smiling.
That's tough. That's a tough look for me. It plays though.
You're the closeted Steelers
yeah,
fan,
the
dude. It's not
it
a tough look.
Couple,
it's just the
yeah,
truth.
This might be the first Rippy Rankings where you guys haven't made me want to reevaluate myself as a person.
Well, yeah, I think Maroon 5 should be a
no, JT low. Should be one.
Lower with Travis
JT
Scott?
Should be one.
I don't know.
JT and the Tennessee boys. Yeah, probably should.
I'm sorry, JT was just like the best one to watch.
Yeah, especially since the Pats lost to the Eagles. That kind of puts it over the top. I probably,
was that that one? I thought,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, it's Eagles
yeah,
Pats, 52.
Yeah.
All right. That's our show.
Let's get to that sports book. Let's go lose some money, baby.
Let's do it.
All right, good luck, guys.
And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next time. Let's just say that because we don't know when we're recording next because it won't be on Thanksgiving.
Nope.